Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. We aggregate the news throughout the week to provide a condensed version. It's definitely not all the news for the week, and what didn't make it to the show is available on our website with our show notes. But everything that we talk about is listed in our show notes at cryptopodcast.xyz. This is week 44 of 2022. This is episode 34. I am your host, Neil Alonso, and I hope you've had a really good week. But before we dive into everything, we have a few disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. We're just providing the information to you, and it's not, should be considered as investment advice. And our thought starters for this week are twofold. First off, the ad model space, because all things Twitter have been super chatty this week as a Elon takes it over, and there's a lot of talk about it becoming a Web3 platform, and we have news that correlates to that. But advertising only has so much money. It's a massive industry, but now there's so many places for ad dollars to go that it's not going to just keep infinitely growing. So that means if there's more players in the space where ad dollars can be allocated, it means that the places where those dollars would go are going to receive less budget now, especially with as much competition as there out there with the ad revenue model. There needs to be innovation in the way advertising can be delivered because it's valuable. I mean, introducing new things to people, I mean, that needs to happen. But advertising needs to figure out new ways to innovate. And we can't just leave it up to agencies because agencies do what their clients tell them and clients go kind of where the herd goes. It's definitely a herd mentality in a lot of ways. Now, there's breakthrough campaigns, there's breakthrough creative, there's a lot of talented individuals, but as far as the delivery of ads, it doesn't innovate fast enough. So the platforms that have ad models, I'm of the belief that they need to innovate the way ads can be delivered. Or advertising, I should say. Not necessarily advertisements the same way we've been doing it. And the second thought for this week is in the form of Meta. So the stock price goes down, way down. I mean, it's below $100. Scott Galloway on Pivot Podcast, or I believe it might have been the Prof G Podcast, talked about it a little bit, and it's like, it's on sale if it's below $100. But here's the thing. Meta price goes down, and then we see a tweet and an announcement that Arweave is now working with Meta to secure their digital assets. And then Arweave's coin price goes way up. But here's the thing, it's tying itself to a losing horse, supposedly, in the eyes of the stock market, where their price is going down, but ROEs just goes insane. Do you not see the weirdness of it? I mean, I'm sure there's analysts that can definitely bullshit their way through it, but at the end of the day, that's just strange, period. Now, I'm sure there's analysts that can look at it from all sorts of different ways, and we would argue both pros and cons to it. But at the end of the day, just making the observation, it's pretty funny, huh? To kick off this week's news, it's a lot of things Twitter. There's a lot of news surrounding Twitter. Andreessen Horowitz is temporarily helping Elon Musk with Twitter. This was an article on Decrypt.co. Binance is also helping Twitter with crypto and its blockchain efforts. And in an article on CoinMarketCap, we thought this was funny as a headline, CZ would, quote, probably join Twitter's board if Elon Musk asks. Well, CoinMarketCap is owned by Binance. So is this kind of a interesting headline, right? Also, CZ suggests Binance Pay as a solution for crypto payments on Twitter. This was a Decrypt.co article. So this is going to be interesting to see how Twitter eventually moves into crypto. Twitter reportedly halts work on crypto wallet, according to a CoinDesk article, driving Dogecoin down 10%. So Doge went up quite a bit when Elon took it over, and now it's gone down a little bit since the crypto wallet is supposedly halted. Also, in other news, Musk takes New York as Twitter tries to calm advertisers. This was an article on The Information. So whether or not you know, but advertising, people are pulling away from Twitter to wait and see what happens. Not necessarily sure why. It seems like a lot more people are looking and talking about Twitter. So to pull your advertising down when there seems to be a substantial amount of let's see what's going to happen, I don't know. Interesting. But it is now a private company, so it plays by different rules. We just don't know what those rules are yet. In other news, crypto investor A16Z wants to join OKiDAO defense against the CFTC. we have to say it's getting interesting out in VC land because a16z especially has taken a very big stance in supporting all things Web3, crypto, and blockchain. They've been very proactive in ways that we find extremely interesting. MakerDAO co-founder Nikolai Mushkin dies at 29 in Puerto Rico. If you read the article on Cointelegraph.com, it definitely paints an interesting picture. Definitely sad news. Meta pins Web3 hopes on Instagram creators minting NFTs. This is a Blockworks article. We're of the belief NFTs can do really well on Instagram, considering that every post you have on Instagram could be an NFT. In an article on Decrypt, it's titled, "What are nouns? The Ethereum NFT DAO building open source IP." We're of the belief open source IP is going to be big in all things Web3 and crypto and blockchain because there's a base layer or there needs to be something usually at the root of a movement, a root at something that you can build more stacks on top of. And so a lot of things that would see more adoption needs to start somewhere, hopefully open source. Not everything can be the iTunes store, but the iTunes store is pretty awesome. OpenSea now auto-detects and blocks stolen NFTs, disables scam links. Now, here's the funny part about this headline to us. We thought that NFTs were already supposed to inherently have this feature. At least now it's nice to see that it's auto-detecting it, right? We have an episode on our Fort Brock's Crypto podcast titled Let's Talk About NFTs, and it really dives into a lot of different things such as this topic. It's going to be dropping this next Monday, November 14th, not the 7th, because today is the 5th. Coinbase files to support Ripple against SEC case. Again, people in the crypto, blockchain, Web3 space are definitely supporting a lot of other companies and initiatives. They see that it affects all of us in the space. An article titled, "The Great .eth Eraser, a Crypto Fad Fades on Twitter." So for everybody who was trying to get their .eth on their Twitter profile, that seems to be a fad at this point, but time will tell. Time will work its magic. Let's see how long it sticks around. Open Metaverse Alliance says it won't let Meta define the future of the internet. The byline on this says the Open Metaverse Alliance officially launched today an open membership to Web3 builders. The association, which includes members like Dapper Labs, is pushing for an interoperable blockchain-powered metaverse. This was an article that came out on November 1st. Web3 is years away from matching Web2, says Protocol Labs CEO. That's the headline of an article on Decrypt. We have to agree, it is years away from matching Web2. But here's the thing, it's not really trying to match Web2. But I see where he's going, I see where the headline is, right? That's just semantics. MetaMask is bullish on Web3 gaming. And you know what? They should be. Visa files trademark applications for crypto wallets, NFTs, and the metaverse. Well, yeah, it's kind of about time, Visa. Santander to block UK transfers to crypto exchanges in 2023. Santander will block UK customers from sending real-time payments to crypto exchanges next year as part of a measure to protect customers from scams, the bank said in an email statement on Friday, November 4th. At an unspecified point during 2023, the bank will introduce a block on all real-time payments to cryptocurrency exchanges made via telephone banking and in-branch payments, as well as online and mobile banking. Well, that's extremely interesting, is it not? And in our last bit of news for this week, it's not all the news for the week, but it's what's making the show, Rick and Morty co-creators' NFT collection sees $14 million in trade volume hours after mint. In the byline of the article, it reads, the project aims to create a, quote, decentralized art ecosystem using NFTs and complex tokenomics. For fans of Rick and Morty, you'd expect nothing less. I mean, just the Pickle Rick episode alone. I mean, it's such an unsavory show, but it is quite addicting for those who actually enjoy it. I have to say, I've caught myself watching it. Once Jack Black said he let his children watch it, I felt compelled to let some of my boys watch it, and yeah, I don't know if I'm a very good parent, but it's a cool show. Well, again, that's it for this week. More news that wasn't featured on the show, and everything we did talk about is in our show notes at cryptopodcast.xyz. If you see value in what we're doing, please share it with others. Who doesn't like to share value? If you want to be notified of new episodes, please like and subscribe either on YouTube or any of the podcast platforms that you're listening from. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that intro and outro song. This show is produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats. I'm your host, Neil Alonzo. The show comes out every Saturday. Sometimes we will exclude holidays, but we're trying not to. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.